In your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, you'll find it on page 969. Or if you don't want to turn in the Bible, the verse we're mainly going to be looking at is printed on your bulletin that you've got. We're going to be looking at verse 16, but I'm just going to read verses 13 to 16. So Matthew chapter 5. Verse 13. Let's hear what God is saying to us in his word this evening. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. It's interesting what Jesus says here. If you grew up as I did, singing the little song, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine," you might think that Jesus is saying here that we must shine, which is not what he says. Jesus doesn't say, "Be the light of the world, shine like the light of the world." He says, "You are the light of the world." Shining is assumed. And the reason that the shining is often not seen is not because as Christians who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't shine, but that we don't shine where we're seen. We've been thinking about two world wars this morning in our church. You may have been doing the same. It's very hard to hide a city. You have to work very hard to black out all the curtains. Just a small 2-millimeter crack in the blackout blocking of a window would be enough to be seen from miles away. If you light a candle in pitch darkness, it can be seen 1.6 miles away if the world is dark enough. Unless there's something in the way, unless it's hidden. And so we're not going to have a sort of full exposition of this verse today, but we're going to think about three ways in which we might have a spiritual blackout, hiding the light, and three ways to avoid that. Three ways then to avoid spiritual blackout. The first one is to be with others. Jesus says, "Let your light shine before others." In order for the light of the gospel of Christ to shine before others, we need to be with others. It's possible to have such active Christian lives, meeting all the time with our brothers and sisters in Christ, that we have no time to meet with those who don't know him. And it can be costly to prioritize time with non-Christians. So I'm thankful for my wife yesterday. I went to spend some time with some old school friends. We meet up about once or twice a year. That was costly for her to look after the kids whilst I went to meet up with them. But if I never met up with them, then they might know I'm a Christian, but I'm not shining visibly to them. What about your neighbors? How are you making sure that you have time with your neighbors that they have some opportunity to see you shine? What about your colleagues? What have you got in your calendars regularly to ensure that you are getting to know more non-Christians? And how are you praying for them? So make sure that you don't have a spiritual blackout by being with non-Christians regularly. And then it's no good just to be with them. You actually need to be Christian with them. So it's possible to have a spiritual blackout by hiding the fact that you're a Christian. And hiding your Christian thinking in things. So, for example, yesterday when I'm meeting with my old school friends, and the question comes, why is it is that I'm not drinking as much as the rest of them? I could have just said, well, I've got a meeting this evening I've got to get to, or I've got to preach tomorrow. But will I say, no, actually, I'm serving someone. I've been told by my Lord that I mustn't get drunk, but be filled with the Spirit. And that might be an opportunity for conversations. What about you? How do you allow the way in which you're thinking as a Christian to be visible to the non-Christians around you? Do they even understand why you do the little weird things that you do and don't do some of the more normal things that they do? John Stott puts it like this: I somehow think how splendid it would be if non-Christians, curious to discover the source and secret of our light, were to come up to us and inquire, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are." Is there enough that is different about us? And then are we willing to talk about why we act differently? Thirdly, and not only be with others, be Christian with others, but we be with other Christians with others. Jesus doesn't just say that you are the light of the world, you singular, but you plural are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. It is the community of faith that shines more brightly than the individual houses of faith. It is, as Jesus says in John's gospel, it is as we love one another that all people will know that we're his disciples. As you have relationships with non-Christians, how are they getting to see your love for other Christians within your churches? That is going to shine more brightly even than your love for them. And so do you keep Christian and non-Christian contacts in your life separate, or are you always planning, how can I get these two worlds to meet one another? How can I invite some of my non-Christians along to something that non-Christian friends along to something that my Christian friends are going to be at as well, so that they get to see not just how I care about them, but they get to see the particularly Christian-shaped love that exists within the family of God. So three ways then to avoid spiritual blackout. We are the light of the world. Are we shining before people? And there's great motivation to do so here, isn't there, at the end of the verse. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. We have a wonderful Father in heaven who has brought us into fellowship with his Son. As we shine, others will see, will wonder, and some will come into that light. We're going to spend a few minutes now just in our table groups, sharing perhaps groups of non-Christians that we regularly have time with, and just praying for each other that amongst those groups of non-Christians, we would be shining.